Harness racing in Tasmania tonight at the Devonport Showground. Six races on the program commencing at 6 o'clock. And we have the Botchery Young Achiever from last season online to have a chat about his drives. I'm speaking of Troy McDonald. How are you going, Troy?
Good, thanks, Duncan. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. Let's have a look at your drives tonight. We kick it off in the first race with Keep Playing. It's a trainer's encouragement pace, and with a handy second row draw, gets a nice little trailing run through the field.
Yeah, that's it. He draws sort of handy there, and dropping back a bit from what he's been racing against, and he seems to race well at the track, so I think he looks pretty well in there.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you. Over in race two, you're driving the Lemon Drop Kid, a very good winner in Hobart 3 starts ago. Ben Yale's got a number of runners in this race, and he's elected to put you on this one, so I think that's a fair indication he should be running a good race here.
Yeah, just sort of tempo related. When you draw out the back around there, just how hard they go, but he's sort of going good enough and tough enough to sort of use him out wide to put him into the race at some stage if they're not going hard.
Over to race three. This is also a rating 50 to 59 event, and Jake's a joy to drive here, and it's an awkward draw outside of the front row.
Yeah, it is awkward. First up here, we'll just be driving for a bit of luck, and hopefully he's hitting the line good. But if you go back to his form a season or so ago, and he's racing much stronger horses than these, so hopefully he's hitting the line good, and you know, one to watch for the coming weeks.
Race four on the cards are rating 60 to 74, event over 2297 metres. You've got the drive here on Some Dan. Ben's elected to use your 5-point concession claim. He's back from a Victorian campaign. He raced at Melton last time out, and his win at Mildura was full of merit to start prior, where he won by almost 20 metres.
Yeah, it was a good win at Mildura there. If he brings his form from last time he was here, against these ones, it looks a nice sort of race for him to kick off his campaign back in Tasmania.
It certainly does look that way. And your last drive of the night's in the Colton United Breweries Claimer, where you drive one of the 30-metre backmarkers in Jean's Majesty. Look, he's been racing well of late, Troy, but the 30 metres around Devonport could be a hard ask over 22.86.
Yeah, he does probably. The way he's racing at the moment, he's racing probably better than these. But as you say, the 30 metres is what he's handicapped off, and that'll be the issue for him. He's definitely going good enough, but it will be hard work.
So 5 drives on the card tonight in Devonport, Troy. Who do you reckon your best winning chance is?
Probably Some Dan, I'd say.
Some Dan, the best. He is at race 4, number 9. Appreciate the insight into your drives tonight, Troy, and I wish you the very best of luck.
Thank you, Duncan.